now we want to talk about what are the relationships between classes. And as I already mentioned there, one of the relationships is that of a subclass relationship, and that is called inheritance in the object-oriented terminology. And traditionally, object-oriented people say that there's three types of relationship between classes. The first two, well, the second one is really just a special case of the first one, so let me concentrate on it, and that's the relationship of use. So if you've declared a class with a bunch of public instance variables and methods, then some other class can declare an instance of that and use those methods, and that's a case of class A using class B. Then inheritance is that class B is a subclass of A. So B extends class A or is a subclass of A if it has all the variables and instances that A has, plus it may have more. So this is a kind of specialization. If you declare a class which you're intended to be a parent class, it will have all the instance variables and methods that a group of classes may have in common. Then you can define subclasses which will have those instances, those variables and methods, but in addition they may add more. And in fact, you don't have to repeat the definitions of instance variables and methods in a subclass. It's assumed that you will inherit all of the instance variables and methods that are in the parent. So remember that you, from the previous slides, that you, when you want to define a subclass, you say that it extends another class, and then that other class is its parent, and you, in fact, will inherit all the... It's as if you repeated the declaration of all the instance variables and methods from the parent class. You don't have to repeat them. You just get them automatically.